You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by the Hotel Metropolitan's Betty Dobson.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning.
Are you ready for the first Purple Room performance in 50 years tomorrow night?
I am so excited, yes.
How did you get Ripley Pryor to come play?
Well, it's not by my efforts. It was John Paul Henry, Jessica, and J.D. Wilkes. They toured the hotel, fell in love with the history of the Purple Room, and wanted to do something to let the community know about it and know that we would like to finish it off and you know, where we can truly invite people in and make them feel comfortable as they're in the walls, where, you know, folks like Ike and Tina and, Cab Calloway, you know, just that, maybe not Cab Calloway, maybe more people of the 30s. That particular sound, the jazz, but we're excited about it, excited to open the doors.
You know, maybe a listener doesn't know the background of the Hotel Metropolitan. Would you do a thumbnail sketch of its storied career?
Sure. The Hotel Metropolitan is a segregation-era hotel that was restored that was built in 1909, but was recently restored through the Uptown Heritage Foundation with funding from the state and federal, and particularly from the Save America's Treasures granting. And but it, at any rate, the hotel was founded by an African-American woman named Maggie Steed, and she had the hotel built, and folks like, as I was saying, Cab Calloway, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, the Harlem Globetrotters, Satchel Paige, Thurgood Marshall, Thomas Dorsey, you know, you name it, Ray Charles, they stayed there, you know. It was known as the finest hotel, colored hotel, that you could stay at here in Paducah. And so, and it ran up until 1996, and when it closed its doors. But the Hotel Metropolitan has been around for a long time and has now it functions as a museum and tells the story about all those people that came through and the folks locally and just general African-American history.
Now, the performance tomorrow night, I see it's 6 to 10 p.m. with Ripley Pryor, who's the son of Snooky Pryor, and he's a harp player, just like J.D. He's going to be performing at 8, and then you've got a gospel singer coming in as well?
Yes, yes. Katrina Lee. Miss Lee is known in the community as a gospel singer, but she's also a part of a project that we're working with local tourism called Experimental Tourism. So she might take on her at any point. So it should offer a real interesting evening.
You know something, the audio cut out just in the middle of what you said about her. She should offer, what did you say?
A character. She's a part of Experimental Tourism.
Just like you go into character?
Mm-hmm, yes, and Maggie will be there. Others, other characters will be there to help take you on a tour.
Now, there's a $5 suggested donation, and you're going to serve snacks, desserts, and tea. You mentioned the Purple Room needs to be brought back. What needs to happen for the Purple Room?
Well, we don't have, it's not wired for power, you know, it doesn't, you know, we don't have that there. And some of the windows are missing. It just needs work, you know, but it does have a roof on it. And it's a block building, and it's historical, so we can't do a lot to it. But it would be good that we could open the doors and, you know, during the summer, perhaps we can offer classes as a place to meet. We do the quilt show. Perhaps we can hold quilting classes there. And, you know, just a number of things, just to open it up as it was a part of the African-American community years ago. People would have their events, like if it was graduation, sorority, garden clubs, that type of thing. They more than likely would have hosted their event in the Purple Room.
That is really neat. The Hotel Metropolitan is at 724 Oscar Cross Drive in Paducah. You know, the Rip Pryor has a real story. He did, do I recall he retired from the carpentry department at SIU Carbondale and wanted to resume his music career and then was stricken with cancer. And he got through that, and he's been touring successfully now. So this is, his story is another amazing story on its own, isn't it?
It certainly is, and we're just blessed to have him to be sort of like the opening of the comeback of the Chitlin' Circuit, if I dare say it. You know, you never know what is copyrighted, whatever, you know, but... I do have to acknowledge that recently we have had musicians that have stopped by the hotel and stayed there, and it's kind of nice that they're doing that they're paying homage to the Hotel Metropolitan, and because really Paducah is, if I dare to say, a breeding ground for a lot of the jazz musicians that are great, like Faith Marable. He discovered Louis Armstrong, Boyd Atkins, wrote Heebie Jeebie, put Louis Armstrong on the map, you know, just a number of great performers that came through or come from Paducah.
Well, I reckon if J.D. Wilkes is there, he might actually get out his harmonica with Mr. Pryor and warm up the Purple Room quite a bit.
I hope so. J.D. warmed it up at the hotel during our last fish fry, and it was really nice. The all the guests got involved, and we had a little music. We had I had it all across the board, from gospel to just some good old blues, you know. So it was a good time, and I hope J.D. can make it, because you know it is by his hand that all of this is. Occurring, but he is, you know, busy, so I hope he can make it.
Listen, we're going to wrap it up, and I want to say again, we're talking with Betty Dobson of the Hotel Metropolitan in Paducah, presenting the first Purple Room performance there in 50 years tomorrow. Ooh. From 6 to 10 with Rip Pryor at 8. Thank you for being with us today.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.